The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Well, you've heard of short and sweet. Well, this will be short, I hope, but not really sweet. My comments on Afghanistan, just have a few things to share with you, and then we're gonna move on. I have almost nothing good to share with you, except that the United States has increase the number of people being evacuated from the country. Sadly, most of them are not Americans. Say what? You mean they weren't first? No. No, that America first stuff. That was Trump. You know, that was bad. That was evil. America first. So, again, the number of people being evacuated has increased dramatically, and that's good news. But the majority of them so far are not Americans. And just one comment about that. We were told repeatedly when this thing began to blow up that the president and his staff had considered all contingencies. Remember that? We were told that over and over again. Well, the president has considered all of the contingencies, his military personnel, security advisors. They've considered all the contingencies. Then why did it take like 6 days to figure out how to even begin evacuating people? If all contingencies were considered, then why was the only airport available, which is a public airport? We shut down one of the largest Air Force bases we have anywhere, Bagram Air Force Base. Well-protected U.S. military base, Air Force base, with multiple runways. If we considered all contingencies to evacuate people, why in the world did we shut down a major U.S. Air Force base and depend upon a small public airport with one runway, which was immediately overtaken by the Taliban? And then we had to force the Taliban out. We had to retake the... Don't tell me that we considered all contingencies. That is such a joke. So the good news is the number of evacuees are continuing to increase. And that's good news. We just need to pray that Americans can get out, and that the Christians who want to leave can. The president said a couple of days ago he was unaware that the Taliban was hurting or harming anyone. Those rumors about executions and beheadings and beatings, no. I don't know anything about that, the president said. You remember that, right? The president said, no. Taliban's not doing any of that. Headline today, UN rights boss says she has credible reports of Taliban executions. Dateline, August 24th, the UN human rights chief said today that she had received credible reports of serious violations by the Taliban in Afghanistan, including, quote, summary executions of civilians and Afghan security forces who had surrendered. We were told this is a better, more gentle Taliban. The United Nations says, they're executing people and we have proof. And then the president has declared that by August 31st, American troops will be gone out, period. Everything, every single American troop will be withdrawn from Afghanistan by August 31st. The Secretary of State, Blinken, was asked, is that because the Taliban has said they want you out, or they want us out by August 31st? Here's the response from the Secretary of State. Well, they're in charge. That's a fact. And that's almost verbatim. Our Secretary of State said, well, they told us. Now, President Biden is the one that set the August 31st deadline. Okay. But the Taliban has now said, you're not extending it, or there will be consequences. In essence, and again, I'm not going to go on this for a long, long time, the United States of America, the most powerful military force on the planet, has surrendered to our arch enemies, terrorists, the Taliban. We have surrendered. We have capitulated. And the Secretary of State has confirmed, well, they are in control. And that is a fact. Oh, I've got all kinds of stories here of people getting messages out. I am all alone here. I fear for my life. I've got so many heart-wrenching stories in my hand from people within Afghanistan that are getting messages out. We're being killed. We're being slaughtered. They're going door to door looking for Christians and so forth. And our government has shown very, very little concern for these precious people. Very little concern. Other countries, the French, the British, and other countries are sending special operation forces into Afghanistan to search for and rescue their citizens. The United States is not. It is just an unbelievable, humiliating tragedy. And there is almost no connection whatsoever between what the president has said, and I challenge you to check this out for yourself. Please don't believe me. Do a little bit of research. Look at what the president has said in the last 10 days. And then check out the direct news reports from people on the ground in Afghanistan. And I think you will find there is almost no connection whatsoever between what the president has told us and the truth. Is he intentionally deceiving? Or does he not know what's going on in Afghanistan? I honestly don't know. Either way, it is really, really bad. The President of the United States has repeatedly misrepresented, either intentionally or unintentionally, I don't know, but he has continually misrepresented the truth, the reality of what's going on in Afghanistan.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I really want to move past Afghanistan, but I heard some audio this morning that I really want you to hear. It is a speech given by a retired Navy SEAL by the name of Jocko Willink. Jocko Willink took to YouTube, and he recorded a speech as if he were the president of the United States. Now, I want to make that clear. This speech he recorded, he is recording what he would do if he were the president of the United States right now. He would first admit, I made a big mistake, I was wrong, but here's what we're going to do from now. Contrast this speech, and again, this is fiction. This is a retired Navy SEAL by the name of Jocko Willink. Compare this with what the State Department has said. If we don't get everybody out by August 31st, we will have to ask the Taliban for permission. The United States of America will have to ask the Taliban for permission to get our own citizens out. I found this fictional speech fascinating. Here it is, Jocko Willink.
Good evening. I wanted to give you an update on the current situation in Afghanistan. As you know, we were set to leave Afghanistan this month, and as we began the final drawdown, I made some critical errors. Namely, I underestimated the strength of the Taliban, and I overestimated the strength and capability of the friendly Afghan forces. This was my fault. And due to my mistake, the Taliban has taken control of Afghanistan. There are reports now that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are working alongside them. Unfortunately, there are tens of thousands of Americans on the ground there, as well as friends and allies of America on the ground. And these people, Americans and our allies, are all stranded. And that is my fault. But they will not be stranded for long. In the next 48 hours, America will be in control of most major airports in Afghanistan. Any resistance we meet from the Taliban or otherwise when we seize these airports will be destroyed completely and without mercy. From those airports, we will conduct rapid strike rescue missions until we have recovered and evacuated all our citizens, allies, and friends. Any person that interferes with these operations will be killed. We will also recover or destroy all aircraft, vehicles, weapons, and sensitive equipment that we left behind. Any person utilizing, guarding, or located in close proximity to these weapons or equipment will be killed. Once we have evacuated all friendly personnel and recovered or destroyed the weapons and equipment left behind, we will depart Afghanistan. But we will continue to monitor everything that happens in Afghanistan through our ground and airborne surveillance equipment. Terrorist training camps or activity will be targeted and destroyed. Gross violations of human rights will be stopped through overwhelming force. And any group in Afghanistan fighting for freedom, liberty, and basic human rights will be supported through special operations forces and ruthless precision air power. We will continue that dedicated support until the enemy is no longer a threat to humanity or to the good people of Afghanistan. May God bless America And may God have mercy on the souls of our enemy, because we will not. That is all.
Now, folks, if you understand a biblical worldview, hang with me. That is exactly what the President of the United States should be saying right now. Well, Bob, where's the mercy? That's not for government. That's for individuals. That's for the church. That's for you and I. But I challenge you to look once again at Romans 13. One of the major reasons why God has raised up civil government is to execute wrath, vengeance on the wicked. That is a biblical worldview. The Taliban are evil, satanic terrorists. They do not understand negotiating. With their form of radical Islam, to lie, to deceive, is commendable. It is praiseworthy. If you can use lying and deception to defeat the infidels, that is commendable. But you see, our current president does not have a biblical worldview. He honestly believes that these are good people who are just disadvantaged. And so we need to trust them, treat them nice, sit down at the negotiating table, and make a bunch of promises to each other. Sadly, he does not understand how government, and again, there is a world of difference between the way an individual deals with evil and the way civil government does. And the Bible is clear on that. Old Testament and New Testament. The nation of Israel, as a government, was commanded to wipe out their enemies and be unmerciful. In the New Testament, you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, we're given the Sermon on the Mount. We're to pray for our enemies. We're to turn the other cheek. But that is not what government is to do. Our current presidential administration does not have a clue about a biblical worldview, and therefore has no idea how to deal with evil. We are responding with weakness, and we will suffer the consequences. Evil does not understand weakness. Evil understands overwhelming strength. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.